League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, welcome into 2020. It is now a Thursday, January 2nd here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. The show is Make It Rain, and we welcome you into a brand new year. Welcome to the 20s. That's right. Kind of hard to wrap our head around that, but it is here. It is upon us, and we got a lot going on here, including 9 NBA games, 12 NHL games, 2 bowl games. Oh, yeah. 73 college basketball games on the card here today. So obviously plenty of ways for you to be able to help make it rain to start your 2020. And we'll dive into some of these matchups as we move along, getting ready, of course, for Wild Card Weekend on Saturday and Sunday here. And the market, the way it's been moving, interesting to say the least, who some people think is going to be the clear-cut winners here in these games. Although I would caution you, nothing is clear-cut in Wild Card Weekend. Usually what is up is down, what is down is up, and it gets to be a little bit crazy. They call it Wild Card for a reason. So we'll dive into the market there. And yesterday was all about New Year's Day bowl games. We had 4 of them. Blue Bloods were on display yesterday. We also had number one quarterback on the board there go at it in the Rose Bowl in Justin Herbert in Oregon. And if you were hoping to see some sort of air raid attack going on, that was not the game for you. In fact, he did score 3 touchdowns, but all with his legs, and barely threw for 150 yards. And I think the one takeaway all bowl season I can have, and that includes the guy that's going to be playing in the championship game there, Joe Burrow. I do not know if any of these quarterbacks are going to be solid NFL players. I just don't. I kind of put them all in the same bag where they are definitely a cut above everyone else in college, but that doesn't necessarily translate into great NFL quarterbacks. And if it's never been more obvious to teams, it should be obvious to them now, and it should be obvious to fans that There is really no correlation between being a great college quarterback, a successful college quarterback, and being a great NFL quarterback. There's just not. There's too many other factors that go into it, like who the hell drafts you and where do you end up going? But, I mean, certainly at 6'5", 6'6", I see the arm, the athleticism. I mean, Justin Herbert has all the tools. Spent 4 years in college. He is, you know, he's a guy that's going to be high up on draft boards. Obviously, everyone's already given Joe Burrow's going to Cincinnati, which is all fine and dandy. But I would pump the brakes, guys, here. Very few quarterbacks taken number one, number two over the last, I don't know, 100 years, guys. It is truly a crapshoot. So while we're all jumping up and down and saying, yay, we get to pick our quarterback, our franchise quarterback, I would caution you, there is no sure thing, and certainly not this year. I can't look at anybody in this in these games here, in these bowl games, and what I've seen this year, Dan, and go, that's Andrew Luck, that's John Elway, that's, you know, I mean, hell, even Dan Marino went somewhere around number 20. I just don't, nobody jumps off the page to me. Good college quarterbacks, I don't know that Joe Burrow is going to be a definite franchise quarterback, and I would caution fans to pump the brakes on how great this crop of quarterbacks is. I think next year's crop might be better than what we're seeing this year.
Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. For the first time in this decade, let's cock-a-doodle-do it. I don't disagree with you. That's what I wanted to see in the January 1st games as well. We know Joe Burrow is there as number one. I wanted to see Fromm, and I wanted to see Herbert. Okay, because these are, in many people's cases, the second and third of the quarterbacks who will be healthy and maybe can play, Tua notwithstanding. And I got to tell you, I agree with most of what you said. You know, I thought Fromm looked better from the pocket. That throw for the first touchdown that he threw to, I guess, Pickens was a perfect throw. You know, drop it in the bucket down the left sideline. I like that. That was a pro throw, right? So I thought Fromm looked better from the pocket. But Justin Herbert, he did have the three rushing touchdowns, but you could see that he has a little bit of that athleticism, a little bit of that mobility. And Joe, we have been saying that in the NFL, that is some of what you need. So you mentioned he does have all the tools. I was a little bit concerned that at 6'5", 6'6", there are a couple of balls that he threw yesterday that got batted down. That was something we were worried about. Kyler Murray at 5'8". We shouldn't have to worry about it. Justin Herbert at 6'5". But you're right. He has the tools. What it made me think of, Joe, and we've talked about this, is what about a guy like Jalen Hurts? What about a guy and other dual threat quarterbacks? We see now where this NFL is going with Lamar, with Kyler Murray, right? So I wonder if these kind of traditional quarterbacks that are at the top of Mick Shea's list aren't, you know, generational. I wonder if more and more teams will take a look at the dual threat options and try to build around them. I mean, any team that wants to hire Greg Roman as their new head coach could consider getting a guy like a Jalen Hurts, partnering him with a bridge quarterback like a Tyrod or a Mariota and going all in like Baltimore. And what I saw out of Fromm and Herbert, you're right, didn't fully impress me to the point of like, oh, that's the blue chipper right there. And I wonder if more and more NFL teams start to embrace really using the dual threat quarterback.
Yeah. Well, you know, doing the dual threat quarterback is great, and there's not that many that are going to be available this year to begin with. But, are you drafting him in the top 10? Unless you have to, and that's again why so much of these guys coming out of college, their success in the NFL is so dependent on where the hell they go and what teams are you going to, because we've seen time and time again. I mean, listen. Look at Tannehill. Tannehill was a wide receiver in college to start, and then final 2 years he goes ahead and he throws some passes. He gets drafted by the Dolphins, and he spends his first 6-7 years in the league in anonymity because, you know, I'll stick a fork in him, he's no good. Meanwhile, as he went through 5 or 6 coordinators, and now look at him. Now he's thriving, right system, right place.
Right.
Just hold the brakes, guys, on anointing any one of these kids coming out this year as the savior of a franchise. It's just not there yet. They're just – Andrew Luck was a savior. Everybody knew that when he was a freshman. I don't know that we've got that right now. I don't know that we're going to have it next year either, but teams are going to be willing to roll the dice.
That's why maybe they go the other route.
Yeah, and to make it take a chance.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast. We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, head of product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
So some bad news yesterday came out when we learned that the godfather of the NBA there, David Stern, passed away at the age of 77. Complications from a kind of like brain bleeding is what he had going on there. And unfortunately, he was not able to recover. He did pass away at the age of 77. This was a guy that for 40 years was instrumental in the NBA would not be where it is today by any stretch of the imagination. Hell, it might not even be around if it wasn't for the actions of David Stern and where this league was when he got in it and where it finished and where it is now, or even when, hell, when he got out of it in 2011 or 12, I believe, somewhere around there, and handed the reins off, of course, to Adam Silver, who was kind of his protege the whole time. The things that he did, and there's a lot of you, I am sure, that may not be old enough to remember what that NBA used to be like. in the late 70s and 80s, where the NBA Finals weren't even a live event.
Live.
Guys. It was tape delayed. And even then, they kind of just ran the highlights because nobody gave a crap. You know, the draft lottery was implemented in the mid 80s because teams were tanking left and right. And he kind of felt like, all right, something's got to be done. If there was nothing else he was great at doing, is he was able to cut things off and see things for the betterment of the game in the future that very few guys could have. Talk about the right guy at the right time for the NBA. It was all David Stern here, guys. If he does not put that dream team together in the early 90s, basketball, we're not seeing the Greek Freak, guys. Luka Doncic isn't here in the States. The ability to be able to put pros in the Olympics in the early 90s, that dream team plus Christian Laettner, that went ahead and just completely encapsulated the rest of the world. All of a sudden now basketball became this monster thing over in Europe and around the world where people were enamored with Magic and Jordan. And now all of a sudden interest globally came because of that dream team, because the Olympics allowed NBA players that he was instrumental in pushing for. He was able to put that team together. And of course, not only did they win gold, the rest is history, but that's what started that overseas global domination and having the vision to see that. I mean, we had gotten our asses handed to us, I believe, in 88. I think the Soviet Union crushed it. It was a bunch of college kids playing against a bunch of grown ass men, and we kept getting crushed. And he saw an opportunity there to be able to deliver the world's best players on a world landscape, because in the early 90s, you know, there was no internet. You know, it wasn't about the internet and social media, guys. The only way to do it is you had, that was one of the biggest platforms in the world then to be able to get guys out in front. And that's exactly what he did. He saw that, he envisioned it. And the rest, guys, is just the reason they market their stars. David Stern. The reason that, you know, we have seen, you know, tanking go away in many aspects, including one of his things on the way out the door, slapping Popovich for sitting guys on Christmas. I mean, he was visionary like no other visionary, guys. Every sport has guys, Roselli in the NFL, but David Stern, guys, if it wasn't for David Stern, the NBA might not even be, and it's not even, I'm not even kidding. Like, the NBA might not exist except for, you know, a couple of teams here or there, you know, kind of like the, you know, what the minor football leagues were type of situation, because it was in dire straits when he took it over.
No, absolutely, Joe. So, you know, thoughts and prayers with the David Stern family, of course. And yeah, I mean, talk about growing the game, Joe, and he did it in so many different ways, right? I think there was like another 10 franchises added to the NBA under his commissionership. Yep. But you talk about some of the big things. I mean, on some level, he got a little bit lucky, you know, in the 80s when you had Bird and Magic and you had the Celtics and the Lakers. But then you talk about how he capitalized on it, right? With the dream team, with marketing. I mean, Michael Jordan was also a revelation, not only because of what he did on the floor, but like you were saying, I mean, you know, with Spike Lee and the Nike ads, right? Wanting to be like Mike with the Gatorade. I'm thinking of another Dream Team member. Remember in the early 90s, Joe, when Charles Barkley said, "No, I'm not a role model," right? Mm-hmm. Those were other things to bring basketball kind of to the forefront and globally, as you mentioned, led by the Dream Team. You talk about the draft lottery. I still think that the envelopes were frozen for New York in 1985. Five, but that's a different topic for a different day, right, Joe? And what do we look at now? You know, we all know, Joe, that football is king here, you know, but 20 years ago, baseball was the national pastime, and you got to believe that right now, the NBA, whether it's attendance, marketing, ratings, sales, you got to believe that the NBA is now actually the second best biggest league in this country, and is, you know, it really, in my opinion, goes NFL, then NBA, then Major League Baseball, and the rise of basketball happened under David Stern.
And he also, I mean, there's obviously, you can't grow without some pains, but there were a number of different situations that happened under his watch that could have absolutely destroyed everything he built.
The malice at the palace?
Donaghy number one.
Sure.
You've got a ref that's betting on games. That could have been absolutely catastrophic if he doesn't step in and eliminate the actual truth there and put out the truth that was he manipulated a lot of situations, guys, that could have went terrible. Longest ever. I mean, in any professional sport. So it was, the guy was truly the right guy at the right time for the NBA. And the old school guys will tell you, even the new school guys, you know, the Luka Doncics of the world, they ain't here, guys, if it ain't for him. Like, is that ability? And there's a reason why the NFL wants, they want to play in China. They want to grow the NFL to be world dominant. You know, that is why London has been so important to them. You know, to be able to get to London and then spread out from
Mexico
there.
Mexico City game, yeah.
Yep. That was, you know, don't forget, like, that's not new. David Stern did that 40 years ago, guys. 30 years ago, that was it. Now the NFL is just starting to get around to it because they realize how ridiculously profitable it is to take your stars overseas. I don't even, listen, look at the pipeline that of players that you've got overseas now in the NBA. It's not a big pipeline in the NFL, guys. I mean, it's
right.
There's not a whole lot of
every
that going
year,
on.
Every year, Joe, in the NBA draft, we have to worry about, and who are the international guys? It's not just college.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen in the NFL, but yes, whether it's the Dream Team, guys like Yao Ming, Dirk Nowitzki, you know, starting to blaze a trail that you mentioned. Guys like Luka Doncic, KP, and others are walking right now.
Listen, he navigated the retirement of Michael Jordan for 3 years, not because Jordan. Michael had to go away. But again, he is
a
guy
lot of stuff
that,
about that.
but I mean, he's the guy that had to oversee. If that goes any other way, or if anybody else is handling not only Donaghy, but Jordan and guys there, I mean, it's the things that he had to deal with and he had to overcome as well were just amazing to put the game to where it is here today. And now Adam Silver, who was really his protege, you know, the entire time coming up, which was great, kind of groomed him. But it's a big loss for the NBA. And he is a guy that you're going to look at and years down the road, I don't know if any of the backstories will come out. He did such a great job of suppressing information and navigating through a internet world and social media world. Like, he was ahead of it all. And there aren't many guys like that left that I think can or would have been able to handle that other than David Stern.
No, absolutely. We've talked about it. The growth of the game, the growth of the sport internationally, it blowing up here in the United States as well. And it's leveraging your stars in a way that was not done, you know, and still the NFL doesn't do right because they're behind the face mask. You know, those NBA stars were playing games of horse in commercials and that sort of thing really brought this to the forefront.
But not let him overtake it. He was great at saying, listen, I'm going to promote your ad, but you ain't going to be bigger than the game. And he didn't allow that to happen. That seems to be the biggest knock on Adam Silver.
Yeah. I hear that, but it is a different generation now. You said with social media, the individualism of players, I think, is harder to contain.
The NFL don't want that. They don't want to have to battle with the players.
That's true.
They don't want to have to. It's my team or it's the highway. Now that works, Jerry.
Can't even wear the right cleats.
Yeah.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, guys, we would love for you here in 2020 to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Sports Grid Network. You can get all the fantasy and sports wagering advice you need all the time simply by hitting that little bell in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. It is the Sports Grid Network. And while you're at it, make sure you head over to Instagram. Follow us at Sports Grid TV. And with you, I don't know, 9 NBA games, 2 bowl games, 12 NHL games, 73 college basketball games, all on tap today. Might be a time for you, might be time for you to be able to get involved here a little bit. And heck, even with the 12 NHL games alone, guys, you can light the lamp very easily here this season. Make 2020 a very profitable year. And get yourself over to DailyRoto.com. You can learn from the very best daily fantasy sports players. If you're an NHL fan, oh, you got to get there, guys. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS lineups. You can get the combinations, the build stacks for tournaments, all by using DailyRoto and their NHL DFS lineup optimizer. Bottom line, if you are playing daily fantasy hockey right now and you're not utilizing DailyRoto.com, you are doing it wrong, guys. Enter the promo code ACTION right now. Get yourself a 10% discount. That promo code is ACTION. It'll give you a 10% discount. And keep in mind that DailyRoto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And also, listen, we got some wild card weekend. Do we not here, guys? We got some football coming your way on Saturday and Sunday. And some interesting market movements so far here in these games. And I can tell you right now that one of the things you need to remember in wild card weekend is truly whatever you saw during the regular season, guys, throw it out the damn window. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It's called wild card weekend for a reason. And there are some serious trends here that you guys need to keep in mind when looking at these games. For instance, road teams here, guys. Road teams over the last 2 years in wildcard weekend, 8-0 against the number. 8-0 against the number. So while we all want to say it's just as easy as, hey, let's just say who's got the better record. It doesn't work that way. In fact, over the last 6 years, looking at the numbers against the spread, road teams have won 15 of the games. The home team's only covered 8 of them. There's only been one push. So that's 15-8-1 to the damn road teams here in wild card weekend. So while yes, it is important to have home field, and have that, as much as we have been made about, at least they have a home game, even though they didn't get the bye. Wild card weekend has proven to be anything but a slam dunk for home teams over the last bunch of years. So keep that in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, those teams that have actually been in the playoffs now for the second year, third year, versus teams that might be in there for the first time in a while. They weren't in there last year. That does seem to change things. And one thing to keep in mind this year is all four home teams this weekend, they were all in the playoffs last year, guys. So you look at some of these other teams like Tennessee, first time in. Buffalo, weren't there last year. You go down the list here. There are some interesting situations for this. But Don't forget, the eventual Super Bowl champion started its playoff run on wild card weekend 6 out of the last 8 years, guys. 6 out of the last 8. So there is, in all likelihood, based upon those trends, the winner of the Super Bowl is playing this weekend, Dane.
Yeah, and if I had to pick one, it would be the New Orleans Saints. And that would be the only team that I am, to be honest, with your trends and insights, when you talk about how the road teams are 8-0 against the spread, how the dogs have been doing their thing over the last few years, it buoys me, because my knee-jerk reaction as I'm looking to these games, Joe, I'm only taking one of the four favorites, in my opinion, so far. And the Saints are the only favorite that I like where I'm going to lay the points, okay?
Yep.
My only question with the other ones is if I'm going to take them outright or if I'm going to take the points, depending on where it moves, how I tease it, that sort of thing. And, you know, the Saints are the team for me that feel like a team that should get a bye. Remember, this is, I think, Joe, the first time ever we had 13-win teams. We had in one conference, we had 3 13-win teams in the NFC, obviously Green Bay and San Fran with the bye. So we have a 13-win team playing on wild card weekend. Joe, I also want to make the point. You mentioned that the road teams in wild card weekend over the last couple of years are 8-0. That is against the spread, correct?
Always against the spread. Always
right.
Against
so, you know, and I think I just want to be careful because we have multiple conversations going on. You know, when you say about a team like, oh, it's good that they got a home game, it is good that they get a home game, right? We're talking about the road dogs against the spread. I would be interested to see, Joe, I don't know if you have those numbers, what the numbers straight up would be, because I'd bet that a lot of these home teams do win, but maybe they're not covering, okay? And we talk about it all the time. Good teams win. Great teams cover. The great teams had a bye. These are good teams. So, for example, the New England Patriots, maybe they summon the echoes one more time, right? You mentioned Tennessee is kind of rookies to this spotlight on some level. But I wonder if this is kind of a situation where it is good that the Patriots have a home game and they might win the game but not cover when I'm staring at a 5.5-point spread. I could see New England winning a 24-20 kind of game. Your numbers would still hold true with the road teams against the spread, but it would behoove the Pats for having the home game and moving on.
Outright winners over the last 46 wild card playoffs had at least there haven't been many pick'ems over the times. There has always been some significant advantage there. And the outright winners have done actually pretty well in 4 over the last 5, hitting at about the outright winners being the favorites, that is, in those games, about 78% of the time. So the outright winners are, you know, most of the time, yes, it appears to be that the favorites are not a bad way to go. But that also means that there's some overinflating with those favorites, which is why so many dogs have been able to cover these games, because it's a heck of a lot closer. Until you look at, when you break it down even further, there is one stat that just can't be denied, of course, and that is home favorites of at least a touchdown or more as a favorite there. Yeah, 11-1 straight up and 10-2 against the number since 2005. So that applies obviously to one game. That's one game on the board here today that you kind of can't deny, guys. There is... if you're an 8-point or more than a touchdown favorite in the wild card weekend, there is a reason for that. There is absolutely. But it also says something about the experience factor, too, of because even those numbers I gave you over the last couple of years with road teams covering against the number, a lot of that was teams coming back. In the playoffs and playing teams that this is their first year. So I do think the home teams will have more success this year because all four of them were there last year, at least last year. So taking on some rookies here in those games, especially with Tennessee going to New England, especially with Buffalo now going to Houston. There are some rookies in the equation here, but also keep in mind, Green Bay and San Francisco weren't there last year either, guys. They're going to be hosting games here next week, but they weren't in the playoffs last year. And in all likelihood, they're going to be taking on a couple of teams who were. So another interesting nugget to keep in the back of your head before you just clearly pick the favorite because they're the home team come these playoffs.
So it sounds like when you talk about how the favorite or the home team wins, but then, you know, maybe not against the spread, they're 0-8 against the spread over the last couple of years. You know what's interesting, Joe? All year long, I've heard Gabe Morency talk about how point spreads don't matter. It sounds, though, that in wild card weekend, Joe, when you put the numbers together, that point spreads do matter.
Yes.
Because it sounds like these favorites are winning outright, right? The home team gets the win at their home place, but they're 0-8 against the spread in the last 2 years, right?
That's correct.
So that sounds to me like the point spreads this weekend do matter, and that teams that might win may not cover. You talk about the Saints with the kind of more than a touchdown spread, right? And that the numbers look good for them. So that's good for me. I'm on the Saints. But then it sounds like even if the Pats win, maybe they ain't going to win by 5.5. If the Houston Texans win, maybe it'll be a barn burner. And the same in Philadelphia. So thank you, Joe, for all those insights, because it only helps me want to bet 3 out of 4 of these dogs this weekend.
And just and I'll give you an indication, too, on why it's very dangerous to take a look at the regular season and say, well, they won more games, so they must be better. Right. So those numbers don't exactly bear out either. Home teams that won fewer games during the season than the wild card team that they are playing.
Yeah.
10-6 straight up and against the number.
That's the Philly
game. In
the
last 16 matchups. All right. That's what you. Philadelphia obviously
and
has
Houston.
The worst record than Seattle. And it's interesting, too. Home teams that won 9 or less during the regular season.
There you go.
7-3 straight up, 7-2-1 against the number in wild card playoffs. And by the way, home teams that have won 12 or more games actually have a worse record than those previous teams that have only won 9 or less. They're 8-4 straight up, 7-5 against the number in the last 12 games. That's Philadelphia, guys, and New Orleans. So there is there are some interesting trends here to keep an eye on. And a lot of it has to do with, listen, just because the team won 11, 12 games playing a team like Philadelphia, throw it out the window, guys. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Experience definitely plays a role here. Who's been there, who's done that, who this is their first time of playing in a week 18 now, like who is there are some things to dive into here, and it starts with figuring out where's the numbers. We'll talk about the numbers right now. What is the market telling us with these four games this weekend? We'll dive into those matchups. We'll do that coming up next year as we look to make it rain in 2020 for you on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals. At Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Guys, taking a look here at this wild card weekend, some very interesting trends emerge when you're talking about wild card weekend here, and there are some things to pull out from this as you take a look at these games, because certainly enough data and enough situations here to be able to point us in the right direction to start looking. And one of the big takeaways, of course, is throw away what you saw in the regular season. It doesn't make a darn bit of difference if a team won 9 games, 12 games, 11 games. It doesn't make a difference. Home teams have seemed to have a little bit of difficulty covering over the last 2 years, actually over the last 6 years, in fact. They've had a hard time actually going up against the number and covering. Winning straight up, sure, but covering, different story. And maybe the biggest trends, Dane, and where the biggest profitability to me is when you look at the totals. For instance, the last 7 years in wild card games, the under is 27-1. 20 to the under, 7 to the over, and 1 push. The last 9 years, when road teams win outright, the total under 17-3-2 to the under. Home teams only average around 14 points a game in those situations. So if you have a road team that you like to win outright this weekend, you better double it up with the under, because the under has proven to be absolutely profitable. Of 22, let's say the last 22 wild card games, if they have a total of 44 or higher, the under 16-5-1. So you're starting to see a big trend coming over here where the unders have been extremely profitable in these matchups on Saturdays and Sundays, Dane, where maybe not nearly as much offense as we expect there to be, but a whole lot of defense, you know, a little tighter, a little less time to prepare, Philadelphia and, listen, Philadelphia and Seattle have already played each other. So familiarity, they're going to have it. You know what I mean? This is going to be a very interesting weekend, not to mention you're looking at Tennessee and New England. Tennessee never having played in the playoffs. New England, not the same offensive juggernaut they have been. So unders are an interesting way to look here this Saturday and Sunday.
You know, another thing that I would think of, Joe, and you let me know if this maybe plays into it as well, is now all of a sudden we're in the playoffs. Maybe more public, maybe more just fans are betting it. And you know fans love the unders. I mean, they love the overs and the favorites, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if there's more casual fans. You know, they're not betting necessarily your random week 12, Titans versus Jaguars game. But everybody wants to have a little bit of action on the standalone playoff games. Right. And maybe there's more casual money in the handle, and that just leans towards favorites, that leans towards overs. So maybe, you know, these road dogs against the spread are doing well, unders as a total are doing well. I wonder if there's, you know, less sharp money in the handle when we hit the playoffs.
It's they're always, don't forget, the books are always shading to the favorite because they know where the public is going. So if you're backing nothing but favorites, you're paying more than you need to be paying. You're paying more points than you need to be laying.
Paying the premium for it, right?
Exactly.
The public tax.
Yeah, it's just happening. But there are a couple of games that are very tight. I think the first game, 4 o'clock on Saturday,
inside
is a game where within a field goal, right? Within 3 points?
2.5 right
now. Okay. So what do we know? What has history told us about that? Well, I'll tell you from a total in wild card weekend, games that are within minus three, plus three, somewhere in that ballpark, the under is on a 15-7-1 run. So what's the total in that Buffalo-Houston game at FanDuel?
I'm staring at 43.5.
There you go, guys. There is some precedence there to say tightly when they've got that game within a field goal, chances are it's going to be within a field goal, guys, and there's not going to be a whole lot of blowing out one way or the other here. But the under, 15-7-1. And another interesting thing, Dane, there's a big difference between games played on Sunday and games played on Saturday.
That's
so of the 26, the last 26 Sunday wild card games, 19 have gone under. 19 of the 26 have hit the under on Sunday. Of the last 24 Saturday games, the over has hit in half the time, 12 times. So it's been half and half. So Saturday games seem to be getting a little bit more, a little more interesting. Sundays clearly have been favored to the under in the playoffs here over the last, 26. So, you know, you're talking a pretty good chunk of time there to be able to pull some, deduct some reasoning there. And seeding also plays a huge role. Number four seeds, for instance, they're on a 16-10 straight up and 15-9-2 against the run over the last 13 years. So number four seeds, 16 and 10, four seeds have been winning games. And I know we're looking at that Philadelphia and Seattle game going, no way Philadelphia wins this game with how beat up they are. Well, they've done a pretty good job, number four seeds, over the years of actually dominating their wild card opponent there, which I think speaks to what is the number right now at FanDuel for Seattle, Philadelphia?
Right now, Philly is a home dog by 1.5 points.
Close game, guys. Really close game. Under looks good.
What you just said before. You know, the idea of these, like, division winners who only win 9 games, you know, they wind up and turn around and win. I'm thinking about the Marshawn Lynch run with Seattle. That was the situation they had. And by the numbers, Joe, if you're the worst division winner, that 8-8, 9-7 team, you're the 4 seed, just like you're saying.
That's correct. And 3-6. And these are some interesting 3-6 matchups, right? New England at home taking on Tennessee. And, of course, you've got the Saints at home taking on Minnesota. Of the last 14 3 versus number 6 matchups, the under, 13-0-1.
Really?
It's crazy, right?
Undefeated, huh?
Undefeated. One push. But the under between the last the number 3 and 6, guys, is kind of crazy, man. The under has dominated in those 3-6 seeds. And there's some interesting games. What's the total in the New Orleans game?
49.5. It's the highest on the board this week.
That's a lot of points when you take it down. Can that defense hold up? And again, I would caution you, your recency bias or what you have seen during the regular season with some of these teams, you know, wild card weekend, it's wild for a reason, Dane. There, anything can happen with these games. And we all know it's a hell of a lot more profitable to find a couple of dogs you like as opposed to a couple of favorites. And don't get it confused just because the team won 11 or 12 games and they're playing a team that won 9 or 10. It don't necessarily play nearly as much as folks think they do. But again, we know the public loves favorites. They love the over. It doesn't surprise me, Dane, that the unders have been one of the most profitable tickets during a wild card weekend. Because if that recreational money coming in, they ain't betting unders.
Yep. That's
Hell
what I'm saying.
They ain't betting unders.
Take advantage of that, right? If the public is playing the over tax or the favorite tax, and even if that gets you, what, half a point or a point here, that's a little bit of extra cushion for you, you know, to kind of sneak under. I also like the idea of the tease in some of these games, Joe, because, listen, when I see numbers that are like between 1 and 2.5, I like that movement because I can get past 3 and I can get past 7. And every game, with the exception of Tennessee, New England is right in that territory, okay? You can move 2s to 8s. You can move 1.5s to 7.5s. And then the way you're talking, Joe, I may take one of these totals and bump them up 6.5 points as well and go under them. Like, for example, Joe, in that first game, I kind of like pumping Buffalo up to 9 and moving the total up to 50 and going under that.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And I think the Bills are a perfect example in that game as well, man. 6-point teaser in the Bills. Give me what? 8.5 now.
Give me 8.5. Right. And then give me the total up to 50.
You damn straight. Yeah. Cause that game is every trend we just gave you speaks to that game over there regarding the under in that game. And if you think the Bills and it's within three,
I think the Bills might win outright, to be quite honest.
You might have a dog on your hand. Yep, absolutely correct. What are they on the money line, by the way?
+130. That's what I was just going to say. They're +130.
Okay.
They're +130, right around where I got the Oregon Ducks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I know we'll go deeper and deeper into the games and what we like, but I trust the Bills' defense more than anything in Houston.
Right.
I really do. More than the offensive line protecting Deshaun Watson.
Well, you know, and now the other, you know, to the flip side, to give you guys perspective here is that you know, some of the things that we talked about here with these numbers also take into consideration first time playoff teams in a while versus experienced playoff teams. So, again, it's not just all one sided what, you know, because of what we're talking about and, you know, we're leaning towards the Bills here. Oh, the reality is. The Bills have not been here before. The Texans have, and that has certainly over time.
So many Saturday wild card games, Joe.
it's proven to be an edge for teams that have been there and done that. So it's not, you know, take that into consideration, put all the data together to come up with your choice. But it should be said that the Bills, as good as they've been, they're newbies here. They weren't here last year. So Texans have been there and done that. The Titans and Patriots are another situation here, Dane. Two ways to look at this, right? You had a New England team that needed to win against the Dolphins as a 17-point favorite and threw up all over themselves. You got a Tennessee team that controlled their destiny for 3 weeks, all right? And it finally took them a second half against the second team of the Texans to finally clinch it. So neither of these two teams, as far as I'm concerned, are coming in here at the top of their game in any stretch. I've seen both of these teams in games that they needed to win, not win. And what we saw from New England, if that doesn't give you pause, I don't know what will. It's not the same old New England, but at the same time, a team that has been there before last year versus a team who hasn't. Right. So these are the things you have to weigh when you're deciding to make a play here. What do you trust more when it's all said and done?
In this game, against my hopes and dreams, Joe, because I would love it to be the fall of the era. And we've been saying all year that New England, you know, is not the vintage team. But I think it befalls them when they go on the road later on in the playoffs. I think this profiles to still be like the one last hurrah. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's funky stuff, Joe. We've seen linebackers out in the flat, flea flickers, Julian Edelman throwing passes. I wouldn't be surprised if former quarterback Mohamed Sanu gets involved, former quarterback Julian Edelman gets involved, and, you know, block punts and weird stuff goes down, and, you know, Ryan Tannehill's headset cuts out randomly. That kind of stuff is going to go down on Saturday. I think this is the one last hurrah. I think New England sneaks it out one last time, and then ultimately gets dump trucked in Arrowhead next weekend.
It's a unique game. You've got a total hovering right, where is it, below 44? Is it 43, 42 right now?
44.5 and FanDuel.
Oh, so it's going up. There you go.
44.5
recreational money. Yep. Yep. And what did we say about these games? 44 and over. Yep. 44 and over.
Right there.
Yep, coming in. And the Patriots were at 5.5 to open up. Where are we at right now with them, 4.5?
Still 5.5. It's still 5.5.
Oh, it's still 5.5. Public money.
I think everyone's scared to pull the trigger, so. I know I am. What I want and what I think is just like, I just don't know if I can pull the
trigger. And here's an interesting question we'll tackle on the way back. If the Patriots lose, is it over for good, guys? Is it over for good? We'll talk about that coming up next year on The Grid, sportsgrid.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Make it, do it, make sense, harder, better, faster, stronger.
All right, trying to break down these NFL wild card weekend games, throwing a lot of trends your way, giving you an idea on how different it is from the regular season, what we're about to embark on. But the question is out there, Dane. Patriots, you better have a little sprinkle something on the plus 180 for the Titans here, guys. I'm just telling you right now. Because if, in fact, they do lose the Patriots, the question remains, is it over then? Is it truly over, this dynasty of the Patriots, this we need to fear, the hoodie and Brady? Is it over, Dane? Is it finally over with a loss to the Titans if it happens this weekend?
It depends on what you mean by it. But yes, I think when you talk about fearing them, yes, I think that is over. Now, could next year, first of all, if Tom Brady, who will, by the way, not necessarily be under contract in a couple of weeks, but that's a different topic for a different story. Do I fear them or should teams fear them? No. Are they capable? Yes. You know what I mean? Like, can Tiger Woods still win a major? Yes. Do you fear him to do so? No. You know, it's kind of like that. They can summon it up, and I think they will one more time on Saturday night. But no, it's coming to a close. We saw this. All right, the man is turning 42. No one's afraid of them unless they get different weapons and restock and is a different team. You know, like go on to get A.J. Green or something. No, I think the days of fearing them are over. And, I mean, you know, it's a two-decade run. For goodness sakes.
And I think the real intriguing offseason story here, guys, is going to be does Robert Kraft allow Bill Belichick to do what he has always done, which is get rid of a player a year early rather than a year late? Will he allow Belichick to cut ties with Brady? And then are we okay with seeing, I mean, Patriot fans might have a coronary if they see Brady in another uniform. They're not going to know what to do.
Listen, Joe Montana was with the Chiefs. Joe Namath was with another team. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, and none of those things worked out well. So the question is,
Manning won a Super Bowl with the Broncos.
Give Belichick permission to go ahead and say, now's the time to move on. No more quarterbacks available in the free agency market than the ones that'll be available next year. That, to me, is going to be win or lose the biggest storyline in the offseason. What does Kraft do?
Merry-go-round.
Is Kraft in jail?
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.